Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, what is our verse of the day?
It is Psalms chapter 119, verse 9. It says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Psalm chapter 119, verse 9.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. And have a little bit of rain here in the area, but not a lot of it really has come down much in our area. We do have a little cell over around the Edna area. Since 7 o'clock, we had about 0.05 of an inch of rain in Independence. It's one of those things folks kind of hit or miss this time of year.
That's right. That's right. The streets have been a little wet, but I doubt the dirt's getting much moisture.
No, that is for sure. Well, you know, we're getting ready to turn the calendar over into August tomorrow, which is pretty wild. And you were telling me off the air that, you know, there are a lot of those birthdays coming up here in September, August and September, really.
That's right. Actually, July, August, and September, there is a large number of people born in those months. And if you go back 9 months, you go back to the holidays and different, you know, events going on there, which sort of helps explain things 9 months later. And so that means that there are a lot more people turning 65 now than other times in the year. And I just sort of wanted to give people a sort of a checklist of things to consider if you're turning 65, what you need to know, what you need to do, and things like that.
That's right. So, because just like the next month here, it can kind of sneak up on us. So, what should we know when it comes to the, you know, calendar going over and you know, turning 65?
So, the biggest thing that we help people with is Medicare, and the question is are you eligible for Medicare? Do you need to enroll in Medicare at that point? That's not full retirement age, which is 67 and some months depending on your birthday. So you haven't started Social Security, or maybe you have, but not necessarily. But if you have not started Social Security, you will not be automatically enrolled in Medicare. If you have started Social Security, you generally will be automatically enrolled in Medicare. Now, we're dealing with the government, and so we can only go based on what tends to happen. It's not a guaranteed for everybody, but what tends to happen is if you're enrolled in Social Security, you tend to be enrolled in Medicare at age 65 automatically. But if you're not enrolled in Social Security, you do not get Medicare automatically. And so you need to see, do I need Medicare? And to determine that is what coverage do you have currently? Do you have marketplace coverage like through Ambetter or through the exchange? If you have it through there, you definitely need to go to Medicare. If you have your coverage through an employer, you need to find out if you have more than 20 employees. If you have 20 employees or less, you need to go and enroll in Medicare. If you have more than 20 employees, then you need to compare your employer's coverage and compare Medicare and do a side-by-side comparison to see which plan makes the most financial sense for you. And we help retirees and people turning 65 do this all the time. And we're not biased. We just want to look at what's the premiums, deductibles, copays, everything at your employer. What are your prescriptions cost? What will the same thing cost if you go to Medicare? You only want one or the other. You do not want to go on to Medicare and keep your employer coverage. That's an extra layer of coverage. It's unnecessary dollars that's going to be going out the door in that case. So you only want one or the other. And so if you determine that it's best for you to go to Medicare, then you need to enroll in Medicare if you're not automatically enrolled. And you need to enroll in Part A and Part B in order to avoid a penalty. If you do not enroll in Part B and you are not on other creditable coverage through your employer or your spouse's employer, then you're going to start accruing a lifetime penalty. And the longer that you do not enroll in Part B, the higher that penalty will grow over time. And so it's really best to make sure at that junction in time that you find out what you should be doing. Now, that penalty does not accrue if you have creditable coverage through an employer, whether it's yours or your spouse's employer.
Gotcha. Well, you know, it kind of, people, when they, you know, hear stuff about this, they're thinking, oh, well, they're probably just trying to sell me something, you know, instead of doing what's best for me. Because I feel like we sometimes get into that, you know, mindset that, oh, well, you know, they're just trying to get me to buy something. But I know you're really looking at all these different pieces and trying to figure out what's best for each individual.
That's right. And, you know, sometimes I feel really good when I can tell somebody, hey, you need to stay on your employer coverage. You don't need to buy a thing from me because you actually have excellent coverage through your employer, and stay on that as long as you plan to work or as long as your spouse plans to work. And then call me down the road when you go to Medicare, I can help you then. And so this isn't about me trying to get a sale. It's about helping guide people through this time to make sure they make wise decisions and that they don't accrue and start accruing a lifetime penalty.
Gotcha.
At that point.
We're speaking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. And what else should we know when it comes to turning 65, kind of a checklist here as more and more people every day?
So if you determine that you need to go into Medicare and you need to determine which path you're going to take, there's the original Medicare path, which involves getting a Medicare supplement and a standalone drug plan. If you don't get a standalone drug plan, that's another penalty. Besides having a Part B penalty, there's a Part D, as in drug penalty, if you don't have that, that will start accruing as well. And so the other path is a Medicare Advantage plan. And when I sit down with people, I show them the ups and the downs, the pluses and the minuses of both roads that they can go down, and help them choose and help them make up their own mind about what makes the most sense for them. And so at that point, you need to decide which road to go down. We compare the plans, compare your prescription cost based on your doctors, your needs, everything like that, and help you make an informed decision on what plan is and what road is best for you.
Well, it's very good. And, you know, just something that you just got to check all things out, weigh everything out. And, you know, what else should we know when it comes to this?
A thing to watch out for are scams. And this world is filled with people that want to make a quick sale. And they know that these scammers know that people are needing guidance. Like, what do I do? And so they take advantage of that and will just steer you in a direction that maximizes their benefit and does not look out for your well-being. And then down the road, when you discover that they were not looking out for your well-being, they're nowhere to be found. Yeah, it's not even maybe an 800 number. There's probably no way to contact them again. And so they just sort of appear. They can just appear in your life when you need them the most and help you make that decision with no repercussions when you find out, like, what were they thinking? What were they doing? Why do I have this coverage? And why didn't I go a different direction? And they don't inform you, and they're just trying to push you to make a decision, and they will put all kinds of urgency on this decision. They'll say, you've got to do this, you're going to get penalized, they just have all kinds of pressure to act. And I would just encourage our listeners, if you're feeling pressured by somebody over the phone, anything like that, just push pause. Don't go forward, because it's just not realistic to feel that kind of pressure, and get a second opinion. I'm a local person. I have a reputation, And I have many retirees that I've helped that are very happy with the services that they've been provided. And my business depends on me doing the right thing for our clients. And so I would also tell you that none of these people on the phones that call you have access to any plans that I don't have access to. There's no secret sauce or secret formula or secret knowledge that they have that is going to change everything, that anything that we can't access that as well. And so just really think about who you're dealing with, because it's a relationship. It's an ongoing relationship. We check in at least once a year to make sure you're on the right plan, to make sure that everything is as it should be. And so I would just encourage you to find somebody that you can get in front of, someone that you can talk to, and someone that you can feel good about doing business with, somewhere where you can go and sit down and talk to them face to face. And that's what we provide for our clients.
We're speaking with Charles Skank at Skank Insurance. And Charles, for folks who are maybe, you know, looking ahead, they're approaching that 65th birthday, when would you recommend they get a hold of you as they approach that milestone birthday?
You know, it really varies based on a person's comfort level. We have people call us a year ahead of time and really want to know how it's going to look. We have other people that I just talked to somebody this week. They're turning 65 in September, and that was perfectly fine. And so we will do our best to help you wherever you're at. 2 or 3 months before your 65th birthday is sort of the standard time frame, but that can vary based on your comfort level.
Very good. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, 823, and we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance in studio with us, Charles. And as we get closer to wrapping up here, what would you say to folks, you know, we got a birthday coming up August and September maybe, what would you recommend that they do?
If you haven't done anything, you're still fine. You're still okay. Call us, 620-331-8800. And I can just ask you a series of questions to figure out where you are and help you look at your options and figure out where you should go. This can be done over the phone. It's really preferable, and what our clients prefer, is to be face-to-face, because this is an important decision and thing to take care of. And so call us, get on our calendar, and we can go over what your options are and help you decide what suits you the best and what fits your needs. And so I would just encourage you to know, if you can, what your current coverage is, as much about it as possible. If you have a pay stub that shows you how much is coming out of your paycheck, if you know what your deductibles are and how your prescriptions are covered at your current job, that helps us to be able to compare, see how it compares to how Medicare would cover. And so just gather as much of that information as you can, and then we can help you take the next steps. I just want to remind our listeners that there's no charge for our services. It doesn't cost any more to come to our office and go over your information. There's no extra charge from us at all whatsoever.
Well, that is a fantastic opportunity, Charles, and I know you have another chance for folks to learn a little bit more with a upcoming seminar.
That's right. August the 6th at the Kitchen Table in Fredonia, we have a Medicare 101. And if you would prefer to have maybe more of a classroom style teaching, I want to invite you to come to the Kitchen Table this coming Thursday, and we will present how Medicare works. This is really the presentation that we would do if you were to come and have a face-to-face one-on-one consultation. And so this is reserved for people that are new to Medicare, whether you're turning 65 or whether you're leaving employer coverage, or maybe you are on disability and qualifying for Medicare sooner than age 65. Come in and join us, have an excellent, delicious meal, and then we can go from there.
Fantastic. Well, hope folks can get signed up for that if that is of interest and can help them out.
Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we'll put you on the list to attend.
Wonderful. Well, Charles, I know you also have a book available for the folks if they want to do a little bit of some summer reading, perhaps.
That's right. This is called Medicare Breakdown, and this is a beginner's guide or a layman's guide to understanding Medicare and how it relates to you. It's available to our listeners at no charge. Simply call or text our office, 620-331-8800, and we will send a copy out, no charge to you whatsoever.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if folks want to get a hold of you, if they want to reach out, set up an appointment, where can we find you?
So our main location is at 520 North Penn, right there in Independence, besides AutoZone and across the road from Daylight Donuts. We also have a location in Howard and now Severy.
Very good. All right. Well, Charles, really great update here, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend. It's good to be with you.
All right. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and we get to talk with Charles on our Ask the Expert segment every Friday at this time. On the way, we do have Open Line coming up here in just a few on the Mighty 690.